We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 16th day of August, 2010. Coming up in the third hour, we have our once-a-month visit with Max Keiser live to break down all the huge announcements in the economy, like the Chicago Tribune reporting that government is preparing to take all or part of pension funds. We'll be discussing the Hindenburg omen that we've seen time and time again with stock market crashes, with top analysts at major banks like Societal General saying that they believe there's going to be a major stock market crash in the next few months. There's also incredible developments dealing with Iran. The neocons are out in full force right now, calling for war with Iran. And Ray McGovern, of course, a month ago said he believed that there was a very good chance the attack had been green-lighted for August. And now, unfortunately, it looks like they are seriously considering Israel launching an attack and then dragging the United States into it. That is all coming up. We have a special guest joining us who's only joined us one time in the past, about 2 years ago. And we were contacted again, and they are coming on the broadcast in T-minus 30 minutes. But I will not announce the special guest until they are here with us. But this is very important and extremely newsworthy. This will be a newsmaker. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But Max Keiser joining us coming up in the third hour. Special guest joining us for 1 hour in T-minus 30 minutes. Exactly T-minus 30 minutes, 40 seconds. He will be joining us, our special guest. And I've got all of my important questions here in front of me today. Let's go ahead and just read some of the headlines dealing with Iran first. Reuters: Iran says that they are to push ahead with new enrichment plants, and the Russians are set at the end of the week to deliver the uranium, the peaceful uranium that cannot be used in weapon systems, to them. But the media is engaged in the West in a giant hoax saying that it is for weapons, even though Iran has tried to give their uranium to Brazil, Turkey, France, and others for them to enrich the other half. The Russians have one half of it. They wanted to give basically all of their remaining uranium to the West and say, fine, you enrich it for reactors, knowing we can't then use it for fissile material and nukes. And their answer is, no, we're going to attack you. If I give me a document cam shot, guys, this gentleman, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this gentleman, about 4 months ago, called me from the Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg, and he said, I want to come interview you for a big piece I'm doing. But he said it may take 6 months to write it. And I looked him up and found out he was basically Israeli intelligence and had worked in the IDF and also worked at prisons in Israel, and that he was one of the main people pushing the disinfo on WMDs in Iraq in the lead up to that invasion 7 years ago in 2003. And so when an ambassador from the neocons wants to visit you, you don't say no. I knew I was being assessed. And interesting meeting, to say the least. I mean, that shows you how we're under the microscope here with these people, that they would dispatch one of the chief neocons to interview me. A neocon preps U.S. for war with Iran. That's Ray McGovern. We're going to get him on the next few days, dealing with the Atlantic writer Jeffrey Goldberg. Kurt Nimmo's got a headline, Iran attack this week, with a question mark. And we've got Fox News and others reporting that they're getting ready for an attack, with Bolton hyping it. Stay with us.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
The Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Monday, 16th day of August, 2010. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Max Keiser coming up the third hour with his monthly visit. Always informative in the third hour. You guests give me butterflies, but this is a very serious person we've got coming on in about 22 minutes from now. I'll just leave it as a surprise when they join us. But there couldn't be a better time to have this individual on than today with all that's happening in the world, in the Middle East, in Central Asia, Afghanistan, and, of course, Pakistan. I'll just leave it at that. Coming up in about 22 minutes from now. So we see massive drum beating going on for an attack on Iran. And Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, said that he believed Cheney was going to stage a Gulf of Tonkin event 3.5 years ago. And it came out 6 months later that he did just that, tried to paint up U.S. patrol boats like Iranian boats to have them attack U.S. ships. So when he talks, I listen. And he said his intel is that they have more than 50-50 chance that they've green-lighted, to a certain extent, an attack to take place against Iran, led by the Israelis, in mid to late August. Well, it's now mid-August. It's now the 16th day of August. There is a full court press that Iran is about to get nuclear weapons and may use them any minute. It's almost an exact replay, instant replay, of the propaganda that led to the bombardment and the subsequent invasion and the seven-year mass murder and slaughter and wargaming, martial law training that Iraq has been used for, kicking off, of course, in 2003. So we are on the verge of something very, very serious. Iran has 70 million people, not 23 million. They have a lot more high-tech weapons, and they're better organized militarily and historically than Iraq, and will surely block the Strait of Hormuz, bare minimum. The terror attacks that are launched, whether manufactured or real, will be used to clamp down on the global corporate crime syndicates' real enemies, the people of the West. The entire architecture of their attack system is pointed at we the people. They just use outside threats as the smokescreen to launch these expanded takeovers. Iran will build uranium enrichment centers, nuclear chief says. Tehran, CNN, Iran plans to begin construction of 10 uranium enrichment centers across the country by next year. State-run media has quoted Iran's nuclear chief as saying. Continuing, here is an article by Ray McGovern from Consortium News, posted at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Neocons prep U.S. for war with Iran. I guess I was naive in thinking that The Atlantic and its American-Israeli writer Jeffrey Goldberg might shy away from arguing for yet another war, this one with Iran, while the cauldrons are still boiling in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's worth remembering how Goldberg helped to make the case for the U.S. invasion of Iraq, for instance, the October 3, 2002, as America's war fever was building. Goldberg wrote in Slate, the online magazine, and he was put on all the big news shows, that the Bush administration is planning to launch what many people would undoubtedly call a short-sighted and inexcusable act of aggression. In 5 years, however, I believe that the coming invasion of Iraq will be remembered as an act of profound morality. Looking back on Goldberg's commentaries at the time, it's also a reminder of how many U.S. publications that are considered centrist or even liberal were bending over backwards to get in line with the coming invasion. Even earlier, on March 25, 2002, Goldberg filed the pages of The New Yorker with a mammoth 17,000-word story hyping Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's ties to terrorism, including al-Qaeda, which of course was false, and glossing over the ambiguities regarding the gassing of civilians in Kurdish City during the Iran-Iraq War. Goldberg's magnum opus, entitled The Great Terror, earned him high marks from other neocons and essentially made Goldberg's career. The story was also made to order, so to speak, for President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Presenting Goldberg with an award for his article, the Overseas Press Club saw fit to note that the former CIA director James Woolsey described the story as blockbuster. Woolsey, the self-described anchor of the Presbyterian wing of the JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Securities Affairs, has been a strong advocate for the use of force against any and all perceived enemies of Israel. Woolsey also was the prime manufacturer and the key disseminator of bogus intelligence on Saddam's al-Qaeda connection. The New Yorker article, while exaggerating Iraq's links to terrorism, Goldberg quotes Woolsey complaining about the CIA's alleged aversion to learning about Saddam's ties to al-Qaeda, because it wasn't true. It is safe bet that Goldberg's prose under the subhead, the Al-Qaeda link, was inspired by Woolsey, but it gets worse. The details in that section came mostly from a drug dealer in a Kurdish prison whom British journalists following up Goldberg's reporting quickly determined to be a, quote, liar. And then he goes on to talk about how Goldberg is now on television and in new articles promoting a new war. It is a lengthy detailed report breaking down the history of this criminal war they launched 7.5 years ago, and it gets into how they're launching the exact same propaganda, just changing the last letter of Iraq with a Q to Iran with an N. The last part of the story says, pitching for war, Goldberg's mission this time, pitching war with Iran. This time Goldberg and the Israelis want us to buy into all of their propaganda without a valid major premise. Their argument presupposes that Iran has made the decision to develop nuclear weapons and is hard at work on such a program, which is why they want Americans to believe whether there's evidence or not. The fawning corporate media, FCM, and the neocons who brought us the war in Iraq and, of course, the president himself, speak as though Iran has restarted work on nuclear weapons, part of their nuclear energy program. Then he goes on to document how that is not the case, how they've tried to get their uranium enriched outside the country so that it can be proven that it's not weapons grade, how the Russians isn't anywhere near weapons grade, and how they're claiming now that when the Russians deliver this uranium, that they're going to be able to have nuclear weapons, so they've got to launch a new attack now. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen and CENTCOM Commander William Fox Fallon have been living in fear of Cheney's inspired order to commit U.S. forces to war with Iran. Fallon actually had told retired Colonel Patrick Lang a few months before Fallon was removed, "We are not going to do Iran on my watch." Fear? Yes, fear. An altogether sensible reaction. No commander worth his salt looks at the prospect of being brought in to the receiving end of an order that could decimate his troops and lead to a wider war for which his forces would not be adequate. On a moral basis, no commander wants to be faced with the choice between having to resign on principle on the one hand and carrying out an order that he knows to be fatefully misguided on the other. Good sense prevailed over Cheney's strong objections, and Bush sent Mullen to his Israel in June 2008 with intentions and instructions to warn the Israelis in no uncertain terms not to provoke war with Iran. And now he goes into how they're rewriting history about what happened, claiming they went to Iraq to bring democracy, not that they went into Iraq lying about WMDs. Now, we've gone over that report. Continuing, here is the report from Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com and has the accompanying video clips in the article. Iran attack this week. Former interim UN ambassador and leading neocon John Bolton went on Fox News on Friday and sounded the alarm bells over Russia's pending delivery of nuclear fuel to Iran's Bashir reactor. If Israel plans to attack Bashir, Bolton said, it must act now because allowing the Russians to load nuclear fuel rods at the site will make Iran essentially immune from attack by Israel, because once the rods in the reactor are in place, an attack on the reactor risks spreading radiation in the air and perhaps into the water of the Persian Gulf. The fuel will be loaded on August 21st. This is the start of the physics launch of the reactor, said Sergei Nakhov, a spokesman for Rostam, the Russian Energy State Nuclear Corporation. From that moment, the Bashir plant will be officially considered a nuclear energy installation. Russia is currently operating under a $1 billion contract with Iran and has worked for over a decade on the reactor that I would add is peaceful. Scrolling up on the article, you can see the Fox News propaganda piece where they are preparing the public for this new war. As a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran has the right to build nuclear reactors for its civil energy needs. By the way, they import around half, just about half their gasoline because they don't have the refineries. They're too expensive. They have lots of oil, but not enough refineries. And so they need this power for electricity. They're not allowed to have it. Iran has long claimed its nuclear program is for peaceful power generated purposes and would help free up oil and gas resources for export, thus generating additional hard currency revenues. Bolton and the neocons refuse to accept that the facility will produce nuclear energy and insist it will be used to create nuclear weapons. According to Bolton, once the reactor is operational, it is only a matter of time before it begins producing plutonium that could be used in a nuclear weapon. And, to quote him, in the normal operation of the reactor, in just a short period of time, you could get substantial amounts of plutonium to use as nuclear weapons, Bolton told Fox. So they are talking about needing to strike Iran in the next 6 to 7 days before they load the fuel rods, because if you bomb an active nuclear site, it will create something bigger than Chernobyl and rain down radiation all over Asia.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
We are back live again. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday edition. We will talk more later in the broadcast about the situation with Iran, but I did want to get into a press release put out by Harvard University. Harvard University Fund sells all Israeli holdings. Any holdings, any investments in Israeli-based companies, Harvard has sold them and is moving more into communist Chinese holdings. all these major universities, just like other quasi-governmental institutions, like the University of Texas at Austin, have tens of billions of dollars of investments. And a lot of these investments, of course, they were pushed into buying by Bernie Madoff and others. But in another blow to Israeli shares, the Harvard Management Company notified the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, on Friday that it had sold all its holdings in Israeli companies during the second quarter of 2010. What's going to happen to Israeli companies if World War III starts in the Middle East with Iran? No reason for the sale was mentioned. The Harvard Management Company manages Harvard University's endowment. Harvard Management Company stated that it's in its 13F form that it sold 483,590 shares in Teva Pharmacological Industries, LTD, NICE Systems, Checkpoint Software Technologies, Partner Communications, Celecom Israeli, and a whole bunch of other companies. Harvard Management Company, 13F form, shows some investing trends in its largest holdings, each worth $295 million, or iShares, ETFs, one with Chinese equities and the other on emerging markets. Harvard also owns $181 million in Brazilian ETF. So that's some of the other foreign holdings. They have billions and billions in their endowment. Last time I checked UT, it was over $50 billion in their endowment. But they're raising the tuition cost and raising parking fees and raising the dorm cost. All these major universities are. And you go get a $100,000 degree, and then it's near worthless for you. So we'll be talking more about that. But why would Harvard and many other institutions be completely divesting in Israel? Well, because a full-out war in the Middle East, Israel is sure to be attacked by Syria, by Lebanon, and by other countries in the region as part of a large war. And even if Israel comes out victorious using their nuclear weapons, it is going to destroy much of the industry and tourism in that region. And but Obama and the globalists, to get their world government established, need this political smokescreen. Because in Israel and the United States and England, if we're in a major war, most people will still rally around the government as if it is the flag, as if it is the country, as if that is what is patriotic when our governments have been seized by criminal interest. And what did Robert Shapiro and many others say in the last month in the Times of London and other publications, including the Financial Times and Associated Press? They said Obama needs a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 event so that he can look strong and have a political distraction going into the November elections. And his approval rating continues to plunge every week. Within 6 months of being in office, he's now been in for almost a year and a half, or now over a year and a half, been in since January of last year. So that's over a year and a half. Within 6 months, he had the lowest approval rating of any president 6 months in. Now it's the lowest of any president a year and a half in. He's breaking records. And their whole agenda is in trouble. It's all or nothing. They've committed so many crimes with looting pension funds and tens of trillions in bailouts to private banks and all the no-bid contracts and the $4-plus trillion missing at the Pentagon under Clinton, Bush, and now Obama. All of their crimes are coming out. Patriots, anti-globalists, are winning elections at the state and federal level. In every major primary, the establishment candidates are losing. The system knows there's a major political realignment happening globally, and they are panicking big time right now. So they want to escalate wars in the Middle East. They want to go into Iran. They want to bombard Iran. They lied for the last 2 years and said U.S. forces and Halliburton contractors were not in Pakistan. 3 weeks ago, they admitted, okay, we've got massive contractors there. They need these wars as distractions and their big payoffs to the military-industrial complex as well. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with a very interesting and informative guest. This is going to be a major newsmaker. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul will be joining us from Pakistan on the other side of this quick break. Of course, when the WikiLeaks documents came out, I said it looked like propaganda within those battlefield reports, and that's what the general says as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my friends, for the next hour, joining us from Pakistan is Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul. You've seen the mainstream media say that he's, quote, quarterbacking and commanding all the attacks on our forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Of course, from my research, this is not the case. He was the big hero, the Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, who led the attacks against the Soviet invasion. And let me read over his bio, then he'll be with us for the next hour. Hamid Ghul was commissioned in the Pakistani Army in 58. He was an Armored Corps 19 Lancers tank commander in major battles on the front with India in 1965. During 72 to 76, he directly served under another top general as battalion commander when General Zia was the GOC, 1st Armored Division, and commander of the 2nd Corps. It goes on, Ghul was promoted to brigadier general in 1978 and steadily rose to be commander of the 1st Armored Division in 1980. Ghul was then sent to the GHQ as the DG Military Intelligence under a top general, who then nominated him as the ISI chief, succeeding another general in March of 1987. He was later replaced by ISI commander by Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in May of 1989. He was then transferred to commander of the Second Corps. In this capacity, General Gull conducted the Zarb-e-Moam military exercise in November and December of 89, the biggest Pakistani armed forces show of muscle since 71 Indo-Pakistan War until now. So he's been a frontline commander and, of course, a general and the head of Pakistani intelligence. And I won't go any further. I've got a huge laundry list of things to talk about with the general. 2 years ago when they had the Mumbai attacks, he came on the show and said that evidence shows it was staged by British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence. It's now come out in the Chicago Tribune with the headline that U.S. agent was the head of that attack. The head of Indian intelligence also said the West led the false flag attack to blame it on Pakistan and to get Pakistan and India fighting again. That's how they play them off against each other. Hamid Ghul has also questioned the official story of 9/11. He's also going to give us his expert take on why the U.S. is, quote, failing in its war in Afghanistan. And he joins us now for a full hour. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, thank you for joining us.
And thank you. My greetings to all your audience, please.
Why did you agree to come on this broadcast, General?
Well, basically because my version is not going out to America. I have been denied the visa to travel to America. And these people would not let me into America because they're afraid that I will speak the truth. People will listen to the truth, and then they would find out that these people have made a mess of the American plans. They are actually deceiving their own people. The American generals are failing. The American intelligence is a disaster. And they know that I will speak in their idiom, and because I worked with them, I've done my intelligence course. You did not mention it in my career record. I did an intelligence course in Okinawa when I was a captain under the U.S. Army. And I know exactly where the failings are, and they do not want it exposed. But lately, I was quite concerned because I was on Fareed Zakaria's show, GPS, from 2 weeks back or maybe 10, 12 days back. And also with Becky Anderson, and they cut me out totally. Not Becky Anderson, but Fareed Zakaria, he recorded me for 30 minutes, but he put out only 6 minutes of my version. So that is not fair because I was informed, and especially the things that I said, which were stark realities, and he wanted, obviously, to keep the American people in dark about these things. Failings which are going on in Afghanistan of the American policy, of the American military generals, they are failing in every possible respect. This is my academic position, and I am prepared to face any general in America, any people in the academia that, look, this is what is going wrong. I am a friend of American people. I criticize their policy, and they think that anyone who criticizes the policy is the enemy. This is totally wrong. This is a misperception. We work together with the CIA. We work together with the Americans. I have a lot of friends there. I respect them. And my advice could also be useful even at this time because nobody understands the Afghan society better than I do because I worked with them. I read their soul. I read their spirit. And I know, I respect those people. I admire their courage and their valor. They have to be your friends. It's period. I'm telling you, you cannot afford to lose Afghanistan as a friendly country. But unfortunately, the way things are going, if they are not handled properly, the future of Afghanistan would be hostile to America, which would neither be in the interest of Pakistan nor in the interest of America and its allies.
But, General, it would be in the interest of the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order that wants to bring order out of chaos, that wants to create crises, that wants to destabilize Pakistan and Afghanistan and ship hundreds of billions of dollars of opium out a year to the streets of America. They think we're so stupid, they admit on Fox News that our troops help grow the opium in Afghanistan now. So the reasons we're there, we're publicly told one thing, but we're actually there for another reason, destabilization. I want you to speak to that and see if you agree. But first, You are live, uncensored. What do you want to tell the American people on more than 80 AM and FM radio stations and the number one internet radio show in the world? What do you want to tell the world about what's really happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Because just 3 weeks ago, they finally admitted that they had been lying and that U.S. advisors, troops, and mercenaries, Blackwater and others, have been operating illegally inside Pakistan in what I have analyzed to be a destabilization campaign. What's really going on over there, General?
Well, we know that Blackwater, now operating under the title of Z Worldwide Services, and DenCorp, which is another such organization, they are called the security contractors. This is a fundamental fault. There are 105,000 security contractors, the troopers of the security contractors, operating in Afghanistan alone. And I guess there are no figures available. I think no less than 2,000 are operating inside Pakistan. Now, this is something which ought never have to be done, because the reason is that the professional armies, when they start engaging the services of civilians whose motivation is none other than making money and cashing dollars, then you can expect the kind of results that the Americans are getting. And American people, the taxpayers, they have to shuck out a lot of money. A lot of American blood is going waste. Now, all this is a disaster, because and now the latest one is the WikiLeaks. In this, again, all the compilation that they have been doing, on which they have been basing their plans, I tell you, it's a disaster. It's an intelligence disaster. Why? Because they have heavily dependent, they have depended on the security contractors for even intelligence gathering. Now, imagine, how can they be such foolish people? I mean, the CIA, the FBI, and all the other, and the to top it all, there is this Task Force 373, which has been indulging in massive civilian casualties. They've been killing people left, right, and center, and every time they have given the information, they have bombed the marriage parties, they have bombed the funeral procession, they have bombed innocent, and they have even bombed the hospitals. So can you imagine that the intelligence based on the information provided by security contractors has resulted in this massive violation of human rights? It has been anti-humanity. It has destroyed everything that American people and American Constitution ever stood for. It has defied the spirit of the original charter of America, American Constitution, and Human Rights Charter. Everything that you hold so dear to your heart, the American people, they have violated it here in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
General, let me go back to something you said. I'm going to put it in layman terms. You have tens of billions of dollars in no-bid contracts going to DynCorp, going to XZ, formerly Blackwater, Blackwater Worldwide. They have a incentive to want the wars to continue and to be expanded because they're making billions of dollars out of it. So, of course, they're going to give intelligence to blame Pakistan and widen the war. Of course, they're going to give intelligence that targets civilians, knowing that there is the honor code in Pakistan and Afghanistan, just like there was in the past here in America before we lost our souls to a certain extent, that if you kill somebody's wife or children, they are going to kill you or die trying to kill you with this blood honor debt. That's why they continue. And now they admit have the CIA and the Army piloting drones from Virginia, and they are killing, quote, in fact, guys, search this term, no name terrorist. If someone has a gun, when everybody has guns over there, it's, you know, so-called free country like America used to be, and they are killing innocent people, knowing it's going to stir them up and make them mad, so they fight back, then they can call them terrorist, then they can expand the war, then the contractors can make more money.
Precisely, Alex. This is exactly, you have painted it so beautifully and so vividly, there could not be a better explanation. This honor code is as old as the Afghan society itself. I mean, it runs through their blood for past 50,000 5,000 years. And this is called Pakhtunwali. Pakhtunwali is an honor code. This evokes even stronger sentiments than the religion. Therefore, these people are not going to forgive all this. And I am afraid that we will have lost this region forever to America, to the West. And this will not be good for us. I agree. I think it is still time that we redress the situation and some sense is driven into the heads which seem to be totally blocked to or impervious to any kind of sensible suggestion. But I think we must keep on trying. I think this is the last lap and in which we are now going. And this struggle is going to end in a very big disaster for American reputation, for their honor, for their self-respect, and we don't want to have this done. I can assure you, I genuinely am telling this because American people are such noble people. Sometimes they say they are so gullible and they are so innocent that this borders on being criminally innocent. Because of their innocence, we are suffering. We are suffering for no rhyme or reason at all, but because American people's gullibility, their innocence is exploited by their leaders, that is why we suffer and they suffer as well. Well, so I think this is time now we redress the situation.
Well, General, as you know, this is the divide and conquer British model. You had Mohammad Mossadegh, somewhat secular, pro-Western, but he wanted to build up Iran and keep some of their own money. So they used radical Muslims to overthrow him. Then they put the Shah in and double-crossed the Muslims. Then the same thing with the Serbs. They used the Albanians to break up southern Serbia. Same thing with Saddam. They put him in power. They have him overthrow the Baathists. They put him in power. They have him attack Iran. Then they tell him invade Kuwait. Then they set him up. Now they've set up sectarian Sunni Shiite violence. Everything is to break down and destabilize your countries. I mean, so there is a rhyme and reason to this. It's just so cold-blooded and so evil, the average person cannot grasp it.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. I think American policymakers have, for their own reason, I don't know. I have not been able to fathom that as yet. But they have allowed the old British, mischievous mind to lead American policymaking by the nose. And I can tell you, I know them, I worked with them, I did my staff course there in Camberley in the UK, and I know them inside out. They are extremely jealous of America. They do not want to see America flourish. Inside their heart, they want to pull their leg. They make fool of them, and they talk about it. They have coined jokes for the Americans. So this has to be done away with. That is fundamental. The other power, which for its own reason, and those are very mischievous reasons, that is Israel. And Israel now is joined in by the Indians, unfortunately. So together they form the club. That club is, you can call it the extra or ultra imperial club. This imperial club is responsible for a lot of problems in the world. And American people are exploited. They are the most innocent people on God's earth. But they are exploited to the hilt for that implementation of their dark impulse and their dark agenda, which is only a handful of people. There is a clique only, in my assessment, who are indulging in this exercise.
General, let's get into WikiLeaks. I noticed day one that what the media focused on out of 90-plus thousand documents were documents, battlefield reports, as you said, fed by private contractors, classically unreliable, completely unreliable. It's like going to the devil, you know, for the truth. And it all points at Pakistan. It all points at you. It says that Hamid Ghul, here's the quote, is quarterbacking, this is the Washington Post, is quarterbacking direct attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
This is diabolical nonsense. And if this is the kind of intelligence that America is basing its policies on in this region, then God help America. Because this is totally false, it's fabricated, and I tell you who are the elements involved in it. one, the Afghan intelligence, and good luck that Amarullah Saleh, who was an old communist, who was heading the intelligence setup of Afghanistan, and the intelligence service there in Afghanistan is still infested by the old communist diehards. And they have an axe to grind, especially against me as a person, because I was responsible in part for their ouster from Afghanistan, from their ouster from power. Then the Indians have joined up with them, and they also have things to settle with Pakistan. They want to destabilize Pakistan. They're sitting on our back with the, under the shadow of America, and they're stabbing Pakistan, an ally, a friend of America. We have been friend not now, but we have been friend right through the days of Cold War, ever since Mr. Dulles, Foster Dulles, he framed the policy of befriending Pakistan. We have been a very loyal friend of America, and we have given huge sacrifices to uphold that friendship. But unfortunately, the Indians would have us put down completely, and they would want Pakistan to be subservient to India. This is not acceptable to people of Pakistan. Now, this is how WikiLeaks has been giving. Of course, there are only 180 reports with regard to Pakistan and my person. Eight times I've been mentioned in this. But I said to the CNN also, for heaven's sake, if you think that a 74-year-old general retired some 18 and a half years ago from the army and left ISI 21 years ago, if he's still responsible for defeating America in Afghanistan, which is inevitable because America is now, they have to countenance with defeat in Afghanistan. There is no way, and I will speak about it professionally at a later stage if you ask me. So if they are going to record it in history, in the history books, what are the American future generations going to read? That the mightiest power ever in the history of the mankind was defeated with the help of a retired 74-year-old general living in his house in retired life. I mean, this would be shameful. They would be ashamed of it. Let the future generation not be ashamed. Speak the truth that you have failed. You have failed because your own policymakers have not come up with the recipes that were required. Your own generals would not measure up to the task that was given to them. So why don't you accept the failure rather than rub the blame on somebody else and start finding scapegoats, and those two scapegoats which would not sell in the market? Please, for God's sake, as far as I am concerned, I can tell you my future generation will be proud that he was responsible not only in defeat of one superpower, but in defeat of another superpower also. But that's not the case. I don't want America to be defeated there. I want them to exit Afghanistan gracefully. I don't want them to get involved into a running fight in Afghanistan like they did in Vietnam. Why don't they learn their lesson? And in Vietnam also, it's not too far back in history, General Westmoreland, he was an utter failure. And he was such a big hero. He was being cast in the image of a hero. And he kept on demanding more and more troops. In the end, he had something like 556,000 troops, over 500,000 troops. And what did you do? I mean, they ran out from Vietnam. Why could they not have thought of it earlier on? And similar situation now confronts them in Afghanistan. So it's from my point of view, being a friend of America, I want that Americans should go out gracefully, leaving behind them a friendly Afghanistan. And it is possible. I can tell you it is doable. It is still doable. But tomorrow it may not be doable. Today it is doable from my point of view. As I assess the situation, it is doable. It is doable that Afghan society is allowed to evolve slowly into a modern society. That
okay.
is also doable.
General?
The way they are going, I think there will be no option left but to cut and run out of Afghanistan.
General, we just skipped that break, but some stations may have gone to it. We're talking to Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence. And I want to get more into WikiLeaks. I want to go back to the Mumbai attack because you joined us a few years ago, just a few weeks after that tragic event, and you fingered Western intelligence for staging it to stir up enmity between India and Pakistan. and as a pretext to bring U.S. forces covertly into Pakistan. We now know that was the case. I want to show viewers mainstream news here in the United States, including the Chicago Tribune and others, admitting that, quote, the head of that attack was a U.S. agent, and explain to people why they do this. But first, let's get into a basic boil down from your military expertise and expert on the region, what the real policy, what the real objective has been by the United States being used by these globalists inside your country and bordering Afghanistan. A, what are they really doing there? What's their real aims versus their public aims? B, what has really happened in the 8 years of occupation? And C, where all this is going?
Yeah, 9 years of occupation now. 9 years of this dirty war, which has been going on for a wrong purpose, at a wrong time, in a wrong place. Now, what is the real? The declared or the stated goal of the war was to disperse Al-Qaeda to catch Osama bin Laden. And now, lately, President Obama has come up with a new formulation, and that says that we have to reverse the momentum of Taliban. And who are Taliban? Taliban are resistance fighters. They are the Mujahideen of the old. I mean, they are the same people, or their sons and wards, who fought against the Soviet Union. And they are fighting for the same reason as they were fighting against the Soviet Union at that time. What is that reason? That reason is to protect their way of life. Whatever it is, you may not agree with that way of life, but the point is, as you are jealous of protecting your way of life, they are jealous of protecting their way of life. The other is liberation, because they look upon the Americans and the Allied forces as the occupation forces. And so they want to liberate. They will not settle for anything less than that. So really, you are fighting the Afghan nation. Do you want to reverse the momentum of the Afghan nation? Is it achievable? In my opinion, it is not achievable. It is not worth it. It is, first of all, it is not proper. It is not morally correct that you should be trying to straitjacket a nation, and as a nation as proud as the Afghans, in certain mold that you have visualized for them. This is immoral, this is incorrect, and it is not achievable. So the real aim, the hidden aim, the latent aim, I have been saying that before also, that was basically A, for corporate America to install itself within the, in the center of the oil-rich area, the resources of the Caspian basin, Caspian Sea basin area, resources of the Middle East. B, to check China from moving into this region. That is the strategic aim. And C, to any new system should not emerge, because they are afraid that their system is a failure, and if any new system based on Islamic principles of egalitarianism, equality, fraternity, and freedom, if these principles are really adopted, then imperial powers will have no place to hide. So, really, this was the second, third aim. And fourth one, unfortunately, and very unfortunate for America, is to provide a security shield to the state of Israel. And with that, they want to strengthen India. Now, imagine a country as big, as powerful, as enlightened as America should be acting to provide security to somebody else.
General Gould.
For what reason?
General Gould, got a break. Back in 70 seconds. Continue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.